Philadelphia gets too much rain for its storm sewers to handle. Millions of tons of sewage drain into local rivers. And with climate change projected to make for a wetter Philadelphia, the water department is hard at work. But rather than building larger and larger storm sewers and treatment plans, it's been investing in green infrastructure so that more rain gets diverted or absorbed into the soil. WHYY's Kyrie Greenberg reports that the water department met an ambitious goal months ahead of schedule.
Chris Crockett's team at the Philadelphia Water Department has already greened 750 acres of public property, far ahead of their June deadline. But the deputy commissioner isn't taking it easy.
From 2011 to now, we've really been trying to take it from trying a couple projects here and there to actually building hundreds of projects and then trying to figure out how to operate, maintain, and monitor them. In the next 5 years, we have to double the rate that we have to produce these things.
John Capacasa, Director of Water Protection at the Environmental Protection Agency, is encouraged by how this approach is showing short-term improvements.
I think the thing that distinguishes Philadelphia from a lot of cities around the nation is the scale of their commitment to green infrastructure in tandem with traditional controls. We're going to continue to monitor them to make sure that they're accountable for results in the long term, not just in terms of green acres.
The results thereafter are cleaner rivers, managing stormwater, and improved quality of life. They call it the triple bottom line because these projects are cost-effective, spur economic development, and improve neighborhoods. A seven-acre stretch of formerly abandoned lots in Kensington, now called the Big Green Block, illustrates this concept. The Philadelphia School District, Streets Department, Parks and Rec, and the Horticultural Society all invested here over the past 10 years. The water department provided rain gardens, street trees, and underground water retention systems. And the new Kensington Community Development Corporation kicked in some money, too. The community group's Shanta Schachter says that while everyone loves a new playground, it took a while for residents to adjust to the rain gardens.
There were some kids in the neighborhood who used this as their dirt bike jumping ground. There were people who were afraid that all of the grasses and greening was going to bring bugs.
The solution? A sign, full-grown shrubs, and a small fence. The water department's Crockett says those landscaping mistakes are an easy fix.
The good news is they're only plants. It's not like we're tearing out pipes and putting a lot of concrete in.
He says pride in improving a neighborhood is vital to the program's future success. But so is finding ways to encourage the private sector to help. The program employs local firms that design and maintain the Green Stormwater Infrastructure, or GSI. It has partnered with AmeriCorps to train young people, many of them ex-offenders, for GSI jobs. And business is booming. A new report from the Sustainable Business Network says Philly's GSI market grew 13% in a year. The network's executive director, Jamie Gauthier, says this includes everyone, from engineers to landscapers.
We are seeing rapid growth, and we are seeing growth that we feel is different and better than in other industries.
Crockett says the water department wrote regulations to encourage this sector.
So we've created a market. We create regulations that say if you're a developer, you have to manage the first 1.5 inches of runoff from any paved hard surface. And on the other end, we create a billing process where you get charged for that pavement. And those create the bookends for private industry to come up with all kinds of ingenious ways to do that.
Back at the Big Green Block in Kensington, $25 million in private dollars have been invested within a two-block radius. The various partners involved credit their projects. It's not just because the neighborhood is on the upswing. Schachter of the New Kensington Development Corporation is now working to maintain affordability in a neighborhood that used to worry most about blight.
You make something look a little nice, you make it a little safer, and then the private market and the development community kind of doubled down on that effort to provide additional eyes on the street.
I'm Kyrie Greenberg for WHYY News.